You're going to love this scripture passage I chose this morning. I've never preached on this before. This is from Philippians. Do everything without grumbling and arguing so that you may be blameless and pure, innocent children of God surrounded by people who are crooked and corrupt. Among these people, you shine like stars in the world because you hold on to the word of life. This will allow me to say on the day of Christ that I haven't run for nothing or worked for nothing. But even if I am poured out like a drink offering upon the altar of service for your faith, I'm glad. I'm glad with all of you. You should be glad about this in the same way. So be glad with me, Paul says. Would you join me in prayer? May the words of my mouth, the meditations of all our hearts, be acceptable in your sight, O God, our strength, our Redeemer. Amen. Following a battery of medical tests, a young man was visiting his doctor, and his doctor told him, "You have 6 months to live." Shocked, the young man asked if there was anything that could be done. He was still very youthful. He had his whole life ahead of him and so much to look forward to. The doctor thought for a moment and then gave him these instructions. He said, "Go out and find the most cantankerous woman in the county and marry her. She has to be someone who will incessantly nag and complain about everything you say or do, and it will help greatly if she's extremely unattractive." The doctor continued. He said, "Go buy the most beat up, rusted out pickup truck you can find, preferably one that only runs about half the time." And there was still more. The doctor said, "You also need to rent and move into a rundown old apartment over in the rough part of town." When the doctor had finished, the young man looked at him skeptically and said, "Doc, are you sure that this will help me live longer?" "Not at all," the doctor replied, "but it will make 6 months seem like a lifetime." Let me ask you this. What kind of attitude will you bring into 2017? Are you going to spend this new year dwelling on the negative? Or do you want to begin this year with a new and fresh and positive attitude? One night this past week, I was listening to a Christian radio station in my car, and the host read the scripture passage we just heard. And what caught my attention the most were those first words in which Paul says, "Do everything without grumbling and arguing." Do everything without grumbling and arguing. Maybe, just maybe, the Holy Spirit convicted me in that moment, because honestly, I know that I grumble way too much. Maybe you will make that confession today as well. And you know, honestly, a lot of us take a great deal of solace and comfort in being able to whine and complain, do we not? Well, why are we so prone to grumbling and arguing and complaining? I came across a fellow named Will Bowen of Kansas City who advertises himself as the world authority on complaining. And he suggests 5 reasons that people complain. To get attention, he says everyone wants to be noticed, and when people complain, they invite attention their way. Complaining gives people a reason to talk about themselves and to be talked about by others. To remove themselves from responsibility. Instead of taking action to change a situation, he says, they blame others and remove themselves from any kind of responsibility. To inspire envy. Or to brag. You know, sometimes a person's complaining is to communicate that they're superior, you know? Saying the boss is an idiot strokes the complainer's ego by subtly bragging that he or she is not an idiot. People complain for power. Sometimes people use complaining to get others on their side of an issue. If they agree with you and join your side, it gives you more power. And then as an excuse for poor performance. Sometimes people complain in order to cover up their own shortcomings. A student might complain about how awful a teacher is when in reality, the student didn't study. Create an acronym from these 5 reasons, and what do you get? Gripe. Now, Will Bowen himself grew up in a very toxic and negative household, and he now leads a unity church in Kansas City. One year, he challenged his congregation not to complain for 21 days. And he also distributed some purple bracelets that said, "A complaint-free world." The idea caught on. I think Oprah got wind of it. And he has since sold and distributed more than 11 million of these bracelets. Do everything without grumbling and arguing, Paul says, and he gives a very good reason, so that you may be blameless and pure, innocent children of God surrounded by people who are crooked and corrupt. That may sound kind of harsh, but he's saying that those who belong to Christ should be communicating through the way they live and behave a very different message from the rest of the world. And Paul makes it even clearer than that, and I love the next statement. He says, among these people, you shine like stars in the world because you hold on to the word of life. You see, those who follow Jesus are to shine brightly in the darkness of this world. Our lives ought to radiate the bright light of God's goodness and love. Our lives, our words, our actions should properly bring light to others. The truth is, however, that when we grumble, when we complain, when we gripe and whine, we feed the darkness and, dare I say, the corruption of the world in which we live. Eugene Peterson paraphrases Paul's words in this way: do everything readily and cheerfully, no bickering, no second guessing allowed. Go out into the world uncorrupted, a breath of fresh air in this squalid and polluted society. Provide people with a glimpse of good living and of the living God. Carry the light-giving message into the night, so I'll have good cause to be proud of you on that day when Christ returns. Do everything readily and cheerfully. Do everything without grumbling and arguing. Honestly, I'm not the best at keeping New Year's resolutions. You know, last year I told you I was going to clean my desk off. You can check and see how much progress I've made 365 days later. But in this new year, I want to try to grumble less. And I confess, I can grumble and whine and complain with the best of them. I don't want any amens from that, okay? You see, the truth is, grumbling doesn't build up anyone, including my own self. It does not encourage anybody. And more often than not, it hurts or it harms. No less than Pope Francis addressed this last year in a speech to some of his cardinals. He really gives them kind of a rough time sometimes. He says, "The disease of gossiping, grumbling, and backbiting is a grave illness, which begins simply, perhaps even in small talk, and takes over a person, making him become a sower of weeds, and in many cases, a cold-blooded killer of the good name of colleagues. It is the disease of cowardly persons who lack the courage to speak out directly, but instead speak behind other people's backs. Let's be on our guard against the terrorism of gossip." There's no question Pope Francis tells it like it is. Let me ask again, what kind of attitude will you bring into 2017? Are you going to spend this new year dwelling on the negative, or do you want to begin with a new and fresh and positive attitude? Several years ago, Dr. Richard Carlson wrote a wonderful little book titled Don't Sweat the Small Stuff, and it's all small stuff. Some of you may have read that. He wrote a sequel about achieving personal success, which included an essay titled Lighten Up. And I think it contains some pretty good advice. Advice, I dare say, that I need to hear again today. Carlson writes this. He says, it's really important for all of us to remember to lighten up, not to take life so incredibly seriously. When we do, we lose our perspective and our sense of humor. We get caught up in all the problems and hassles and forget the joy of it all. He continues saying, it's important to take a few moments throughout the day to take a step back and see if you have your priorities in perspective. Are you taking your job or current project too seriously? Are you making a really big deal out of everything? Is it worth ruining your day over? Even when things are going wrong or when you're having a bad day, you don't have to turn it into front page news. You don't have to compound your misfortune by raising your blood pressure and beating your head against the wall. And Carlson closes the essay with this important piece of advice. One of the easiest and most enjoyable paths to success is to lighten up. My friends, instead of losing weight in this new year, perhaps you, like I myself, need to shed some of the negative habits and negative attitudes that pollute so much of our lives and our hearts. Maybe we need to quit the grumbling and start focusing on those things that Paul lists just a couple of chapters later in Philippians. Whatever is true, honorable, just, pure, pleasing, commendable, he says. If there's any excellence, if there's anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Now, you know what the antidote to grumbling is, don't you? The antidote to grumbling is gratitude. A Canadian pastor, Chris Vacher, writes about this on his blog. He says, gratitude is much more than just walking around with blinders on and pretending everything is hunky-dory and there are no issues in the world. It's more than an unwillingness to criticize or to work at fixing stuff, so much more. Gratitude, he says, is a decision to see the best in people, to believe the best in every situation, and to realize that how we carry ourselves impacts the people around us. Now listen to that last line. Gratitude is to realize that how we carry ourselves impacts the people around us, which isn't all that different from what Paul is telling us in Philippians. Do everything without grumbling or arguing so that you may be blameless and pure in the midst of people who aren't. Indeed, there's enough negativity in the world, enough griping and complaining without God's people adding to it. Paul says we should be offering a breath of fresh air in a polluted world. You and I are the ones through whom Christ's light and love should be shining brightly in a dark and despairing world. I mentioned Will Bowen earlier and his purple complaint-free bracelets. Many people say that it takes 21 days to acquire a new habit, which is why Bowen asked the people in his congregation to wear those purple bracelets for 21 days. Well, I don't have purple bracelets today. I couldn't afford them for the whole congregation. But something else you can do is wear a rubber band around your wrist, like I'm doing today. And whenever you find yourself grumbling or complaining, you switch it to the other wrist, and that helps raise awareness of your habit, and it helps you change it. Some people will take one object, switch it to another pocket until they become very aware of things. Whatever the case, I know that I want to do a better job in 2017 of grumbling less and expressing gratitude more. What kind of attitude will you bring into this new year of 2017? To help me to remember to pray each day, I have an app on my iPhone. It was developed by the younger monks over at St. Meinrad Arch Abbey, the Benedictine Monastery in southern Indiana. And their app is called Honor Your Inner Monk. It's free. It's marketed towards younger adults, but I found it extremely helpful. You can configure it where it'll send a notification in the morning and the afternoon to stop and pray. It's got some Catholic stuff on there. You can ignore that if you're not into it. But, you know, quite often the prayers are very simple and yet very profound in what I need to be thinking about throughout my day. So one morning this past week, I opened up the app, and the prayer that came up really expressed my personal hope for this new year of 2017. And here's what it said. Lord God, be my companion this day. Make me more like you. And let me be a sign of your life and love all day long. If you can read that small print, why don't you pray that with me right now? Lord God, be my companion this day. Make me more like you, and let me be a sign of your life and love all day long. What an incredible year it will be if we seek no more than that.